A widespread hunger strike last year spurred prison officials to take another look at thousands of alleged prison gang members being held in isolation. Now, as Michael Montgomery reports, some of the inmates may soon be leaving these special security housing units.
In the 77 case reviews completed so far, prison officials determined that more than half the inmates no longer belong in the controversial units, where they have had little contact with staff or other inmates, sometimes for decades. Associate Corrections Director Kelly Harrington.
There are individuals back from the early 80s to the mid 80s, all the way up through around 2010, that have been reviewed and are being released.
Not released to the streets. Harrington says the inmates will be moved to regular prisons because officials found no evidence that they were involved in gang activity. Other inmates still connected to gangs will be allowed to work their way out of the isolation units by participating in special programs. Despite these changes, civil rights groups are pressing ahead with a lawsuit claiming the special units are cruel and inhumane. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.